Jocelyn Hernandez quits Love and Hip Hop and the Real Side Chicks of Charlotte. Is this real? Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Fuck it up. Brought out the pink Lamborghini just to race with China. What the race to China? Just a race in China.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives. Reality check. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in the studio. Unfortunately, Ashley is, I don't know what she's doing.
She only got something to do.
You know what I'm saying? Every Sunday, it's like, well, girl, why are we doing it on a Sunday if you can't be here on a Sunday? You know what I'm saying? I know it's the day of Jesus and the Lord, but I'm just saying. I've also had several mimosas today, but that's fine because I got Miss Courtney Stewart in the building.
What's up? They left me out of the mimosas. I'm drinking hot water. I can't drink because it's too hot.
This has been my song of the weekend. It's Yo Gotti featuring Nicki Minaj. Rake It Up. Ew. Alright, let's talk about it. So, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but did you see The Bachelorette this past week? Because I know
you
I told you to watch
go
it.
Look at that second episode. First of all, why is that shit 90 minutes long?
Oh, I love it. I wish it was 160. I'm obsessed with The Bachelorette, you guys.
I watched it.
I want to hate it, but I'm obsessed.
I'm still not sold on it. I used to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Like, well, I watched it for like two seasons.
See,
each.
My thing is, I always need to add black people to it. So now that they have finally done that, I'm here
and
for
you
it.
Entertain. Like, the random skinny white girl showing up. That's my baby daddy.
No, this
it's
is
not.
Iconic.
That's my baby daddy. It was just tacky. And it was so, why had to be the black boy that had the girl to show up?
Courtney, listen.
I was done.
You know, I'm the king at thinking everything is overproduced. However.
If you watched Unreal, you would believe it.
Oh, I just have been watching Unreal.
This is exactly.
No, girl. Let me tell you. Because the funniest thing, I thought that. And do you know how many people came up to me? I never be like doing commentary on my like Instagram and whatnot about reality shows, but I could not contain myself watching The Bachelorette. I died. So basically, this man DeMario
was real stupid.
Was on here, and his little white girlfriend gonna pop up talking about that she was dating him. He got the keys to her house. And
he still got the keys to her house.
And that she was dating him, and one day he done left
he
for
just
3 days. Pops up, she turns on ABC. And
oh,
he
shit,
on the
you on TV. You was just up in my drawers last night.
So what does she do? She hits up the producers, pops up. Did. Like I was like, well, all right, ABC took a note from Mona Scott and Love & Hip Hop. Because so this bitch done popped up and she's sitting over here talking all this shit like,
You looking real stupid. Karma's a bitch. I was like,
crazy.
Is this ABC or are we watching VH1?
But my thing is, Courtney, like I never knew that the Catch Me Outside girl grew up this old.
Thank you.
I was just so surprised.
And she looked just like Catch Me Outside. How about that? Like,
but she said, I'm gonna catch you inside on the basketball court.
It was
so
raggedy. And
Rachel clapped her hands. She said, get the fuck out, DeMario.
Get out.
But girl, here's the tea. I have to tell you the tea.
Oh, there's some tea.
No, like, so the show's funny and then whatever, you know what I mean? Like, as a person who's watched reality TV for so many years, I always think everything's fake and produced. But I just genuinely recorded it and just posted it. Didn't do the volume. Just put like a crying face because it was so funny. So if you watch The Bachelorette and you follow me, we could have that moment.
Have that moment.
So Tiana, who is here at Black Hollywood Live, hits me up and she's like, hey.
I know that.
That's my friend DeMario. Why is he on that show? He's not ready to settle down. I say, girl.
DeMario trying to get a job.
DeMario. You didn't hear what happened to DeMario? Then I'm doing an interview on Dash Radio with this bitch from Invite Only Cabo on Bravo.
Oh.
And she said, wait, you talking about DeMario?
Which one? Ooh, wait, which one from Cabo?
Bianca.
Oh!
She was like, you talking about DeMario? He got a girlfriend.
Ooh!
He's on The Bachelor. She's like, oh, he's crazy. Everyone knows he's crazy. So DeMario... Sorry, brother.
Well, in defense of DeMario,
there ain't no.
In Hollywood,
ain't no.
It's hard to make a come up. So he was just trying to make a come up. He unsuccessfully did so and probably should have hid his skeletons a little bit deeper in the closet. But brother, you know, you can't be mad. He got on TV for a few minutes. Ain't nobody gonna forget who DeMario was.
Sure won't.
So he did what he came to do.
DeMario, the only role you could probably pick up right now is that on Empire or a Tyler Perry movie as DeMario,
it
the
pays
bad
checks.
Boyfriend.
It
okay.
Pays checks. He might be a real good actor.
He would be like the boyfriend who dated Jill Scott in that was it a Tyler Perry movie?
I don't even know.
Why did I get
the
married?
The evil one that we did that when was he was just mean and brought Scott. The girlfriend with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I say all that to say this isn't the first time the Bachelorette Little Miss Rachel's messed with a man on the court before, because apparently when she was at the University of Texas, her man, and I'm actually really here for this, she was dating Kevin Durant.
I ain't mad at that.
Me either. I was like, as a matter of fact, if we want to be on, because I've been watching Unreal, I'm like, can Kevin Durant come on the show at the end and save her from all this? Because
Amen. If
she ends up with Waboom!
She will not end up with Waboom. And that fool spelled it. He said W, 3 A's.
Boom!
H. I spelled Waboom. Like so, it was a real thing.
Rachel broke up with Kevin after when she realized she was going to law school. So, I mean, I feel you, because she was probably like, you play basketball, sorry. But then you didn't realize, oh, he made basketball like a thing.
I mean,
Kevin Durant's everything.
I mean,
I don't even watch basketball like that, but I know Kevin Durant.
I know. I don't even know what TV plays or if he still plays, and I know who he is.
Wizards, whatever that is.
Washington.
Yep.
WW. Boom. I can do alliteration.
Boom. Got him.
I can do that.
Get him. All right. Though. Speaking of getting him, apparently Jocelyn Hernandez is trying to get Miss Mimi. So apparently she calling Child Protective Services on this bitch, talking about.
Wait, Jocelyn calling on Mimi?
On Mimi to try and prove that she don't have a good establishment to raise their daughter Eva. Her and Stevie's daughter Eva.
Lord,
so this is just
mercy.
A whole big scheme, because there's been a whole lot of tea coming out since this reunion that they just filmed.
Oh, they filmed it. Okay.
So they filmed the reunion, and some of the tea from that that's starting to pour out is apparently, so you know the whole thing with Kirk maybe being the baby father to
Jasmine. Why is it so damn hard to figure it out?
Oh, it's true though.
I mean, duh.
Rumor has it. Take the damn test.
Like, stop acting like it's complicated. They got at home tests for that shit nowadays.
Okay.
They was doing that on TV on The Game in like 2009. She was buying a test, trying to test the baby in the bathtub.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Maury does this every day.
Stupid.
Every day.
How did this become a whole season of a show? And we're still sitting here like, wait, is he the dad or not?
I was going to be shaving. Never mind. So another thing that happened on the reunion, well, is that apparently Jocelyn wanted to only sit next to Jessica Dime and Melissa. And if she sits next to anybody else.
Who's Melissa?
I don't know. They didn't even give her a last name. I don't watch the season. This
I was like, I watched a few episodes. I just don't remember Melissa.
Like, never am I really cheering for Jocelyn until this, because I'm actually really happy about
this. Why did she want to do that?
So she only wanted to sit next to these two people. Didn't happen. Producers didn't make that work. So she threw a fit. And apparently, Jocelyn Hernandez has now quit Love and Hip Hop. She posted a video in which she's trashing Mona Scott, saying that she's threatening to expose the things that Mona... Which I'm here all for. Jocelyn, go to Wendy Williams! Come here to Reality
Girl,
Check!
Write a book as about a fact, it don't and go to Wendy.
Come to Reality Check, because here's my thing. I love Wendy.
She can't go all the way in on
because
show.
Wendy... I can't remember what the interview was, but Wendy did an interview with somebody and she really let me down, because I could totally see that it was a produced interview.
Well, and it's a produced damn show on
I
Fox.
Know, but I know.
Some
but
shit
like,
you ain't allowed to do.
I know, but I wanted to believe that Wendy doesn't go there, but I know she does. I know she has to, but like, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Even Charlamagne does
if you
on the Breakfast
check.
Club, so don't get that twisted.
But that don't mean in a private interview.
Right. So come on down to Reality Check, because you know we going to ask
you. We online.
What
we
fuck.
Can ask you whatever.
We ain't edited at all, unfortunately.
Fortunately.
All right. So the thing is that she's going to expose what Mona has done to the cast, which I really am here for that, because I really want to hear what has really gone behind the scenes of Love and Hip Hop.
Do we really think it's that deep?
Yes. Oh, it's a Lifetime movie.
I mean, it's
Mona
like,
Scott will
I mean,
get
I do think it's a Lifetime movie, and I think it's probably much more unreal than Bachelor actually is. But
because it would be like unreal on the show Unreal on crack.
Yeah.
So apparently she has been shooting out these hashtags because she wants to not reveal it anywhere except on Oprah, on one-on-one with Oprah. Jocelyn Hernandez has been asking the fans to tweet this. I'm like, does Jocelyn not have an agent or someone that could try to get that to happen? That could actually be a really... If Ayanna sat down with Jocelyn Hernandez, that would get them some good ratings over their own. And maybe it could actually do something. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm dying.
I mean...
A slow death. my eyes are crossing.
Speaking
she
of,
she really said Oprah.
Oh yeah,
like legit said Oprah.
Oh, there's a hashtag.
All I know is if Oprah does that ever in life, it's the end of the world, y'all. We know we all need to just off ourselves. But Iyanla, I would submit to.
No, yeah, I take that's where I would give it. Like, yeah. She can't have the one on.
You can have own, but you cannot have Oprah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You cannot have Big O.
Speaking of the end of the world, it may not be the end of the world for everyone, but for the Kardashians, it is the end of Caitlyn Jenner. So Caitlyn put out this book, and the Kardashians clearly have been over this for too long.
Who do you believe?
Okay, well, let me just get into this, because I at first was kind of siding a little bit in between both. Like, I feel like there's a little truth, but now I actually do want to go read the book. And why I want to read the book is because of a video from Keeping Up with the Kardashians posted where it was Kendall Jenner, which is the only sister that Caitlyn has, daughter that Caitlyn has actually, like, spoken about and been like, okay, like, this is the one that I mesh with. But Miss Kendall said that she believes that Caitlyn believes her own lies. And that she doesn't think she's doing it in a wrote the things in the book in a malicious way, but thought that maybe that's how she interpreted the things that were happening to her. But then she said, but then you're going around talking all this trash about the Kardashians, yet these are the girls that you raised. And then I just started, like, doing, like, stalking on the Kardashians. And you know I've never been a Kardashian person. So then I started stalking their Instagrams. And, like, Kylie, like, is such a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, signed, sealed, delivered. Stevie Wonder. Kylie is, like, that's who she is. And you see the girls really promoting her more so than Kendall.
Yeah.
And now this is the first time I've seen Kendall kind of leave her dad's side and been like, hey, and I'm
actually
wondering,
guys,
you know,
wait, so you think she's doing it because
I kind of wonder if it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors, like Chris is like, you know what, you want to talk about I'm a bitch and I'm all this shit, like, fuck you, my smoke detectors are bigger. Because honestly, there's a moment where it's like, where I saw that and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to really read the book, like, I could care less to read, I really could care less. But now I want to read it because I kind of think that now the Kardashians are being like, no, we're above this, because that's what they do whenever drama tends to come around them.
Hmm.
What are you thinking?
I would like to see the Lifetime movie.
Yes, of the Kardashian clan.
Of that. Well, I want to see it of the book. And then I would like to see one of the... well, he does go into his full experience with the Kardashian. Yeah, let's just do the book first, and then we'll go from there if we need sequels. But I, like, okay. I find it very hard to believe at this point in time that everything that he would say would be a lie just to hurt anybody. Whereas I do believe his perception may have been skewed.
A little tainted, yeah.
And but that's everybody's perception. Your perception is your perception of what went down. So I find it really hard to believe that in 23 years of marriage, you didn't have a clue that something was going on internally with your spouse.
I agree with that.
Because if it was, what I imagine is probably one of the most intense struggles you can have internally, like the definition of who and what you are, like that's a big deal. So I find it, and especially like because they joke about how she admitted, I'm pretty sure at one point, to coming home and seeing him in her clothes one time, like, at least once or twice.
Okay, so here's my thing, because I have a friend whose parents went through something similar, not to the extent of like trans, but gay, and there was no, you know what I mean? When now looking back, you look at the person and I'm like, okay, I see it. But like in the moment, in the situation, like I totally understand how she was like, you know, sidelined from this. Like she didn't, you know what I mean? But now with this, now you coming home and seeing him in clothes, that's different than just like hand gestures and like,
yeah. And that's why, because I like, for me, gay is who you're attracted to and who you want to sleep with, not who you are.
Yeah,
like not who and what you are.
Well, I mean, sometimes
I can't,
yeah, okay, I get what
I
you're
just
saying.
Feel like it's a little bit more intense, like I don't know, like maybe because
I look
know.
At it like maybe Chris, like the things I don't
because,
think,
how you explain,
I don't think Chris is dumb.
I don't think she's dumb either, but I do think it is a topic, especially during the time they were married and when they first got married. I mean, they got married in what, the mid 80s?
Yeah, like that's not talk.
That's not something you're going to talk
and
about.
And he's like a known as this macho.
He's this macho like superhero basically to most people. And so I would imagine that the denial of it is denial publicly, but that doesn't mean you aren't thinking like, whoa, that's really like not in line. So for him to say like, you knew something or you knew this much, like how much you knew, maybe he's exaggerating, or maybe in his perception she knew more than she did. But I definitely think he's not coming just out the side of his asshole like, I just made all this up to write a book.
Shame on me.
Especially now, like, when now, like, you be tired of telling lies. You've been lying for 66, how old is Bruce? 65 years? Like, I be telling everything.
She cracking.
Running around naked, just as pure and as natural and as honest as everything could be. They'd be
it's
like,
so
you wanna know?
I would just see pictures and videos of her now. Like, I really was just like, I feel you, Caitlin. Like, I feel, you know what I mean? Like,
it sucks that the family is, like, totally
torn apart like that.
Bye. Yeah.
Like, I do believe that they'll, it's like Destiny's Child. Like, I believe it will come together.
They'll come back
again.
Together.
You know, I mean, it's all going to be on Kim. Like, Kim's going to have to be the
one. Well, Kim is the main one that, like, has now dismissed him. And she was sort of the link, keeping it going strong.
Yeah.
That's all so sad. And she's going to be, this is when you don't want it to be like,
right,
this
because
is when you
Caitlin
meet your
could
family.
Off Caitlin, the rocker right now, you know, and we won't want that.
And she been, honey. There's some Hollywood shit I can't deal with.
Speaking of some Hollywood shit, so Khloe Kardashian subtweeting out here,
Lord
talking about
mercy.
Snakes. She putting out these fucking internet questions, talking about, if a friend stole from you, would you let God handle it, or would you take legal action yourself? So people were at first questioning, is this, you know, her best friend Malika, because they weren't talking at first, and then, you know, they started thinking maybe it's the Monica Rose tea situation, because
that's the stylist,
from the Andy Cohen thing with Kim Kardashian, where she said, I don't have a problem right now, but maybe you might want to ask my sisters. So basically Khloe's alluding to the fact that a friend might be stealing from her, and people are saying that they think she's talking about Miss Monica Rose. And Khloe came out, she didn't say that it was about Monica, but she did say, when people said it about Malika, she said, no, it has nothing to do with Malika, she's such a good friend. Speaking of shadiness, Rob Kardashian is also in the Twitter sphere because apparently, well, and no one cares about this either.
I care about Rob, though. No, go ahead. Did something good happen for Rob?
No.
No.
Damn. So apparently, Megan James of Bad Girls Club, you might have also seen her on Basketball Wives, and I also have a little thing to post with E! News, because whoever you got on that internet show talking about hot topics and stuff like that, like, I know sometimes we be up here talking shit, but like, they don't know who they talking
about.
They
don't know what's going on.
Like, they related to Megan James as if she don't have more followers than anyone across their panel. Like, I'm just confused, like, as to what anyone on that, like, E! Hi. Do you need to pick up Reality Check? Because we're here. Hire us, okay? Because take that shit the fuck down. I was, like, floored. Like, I was like, oh, this is...
I mean, I concur, but I ain't gonna, like, roll with all the shade.
Oh,
I concur for
I'm here with
check.
All the shade. Like, when Donald Trump talked about fake news, I was like, oh, this must be what he talking about. This E! News thing that he talking
facts.
About. Whatever they talking about up here, I ain't never seen these people before.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And this ain't the Jason Kennedy show. This is, like, the online...
I didn't even know they had an online
I thought
show.
It was like a.
I'd be watching.
It's like a, you know, Huffington Post kind of does it.
Oh, okay.
E! Does one of those things.
Oh, hey.
But
call
they,
us.
I mean, it's like literally like dry toast, like.
It's like dry toast.
And they don't know who they talk. They're like Amber Rose.
Are they?
She a saint. Like, do you know who Amber Rose is? Alright, so anyways, but Rob Kardashian, apparently the Twitter sphere has been going crazy because Megan James from Bad Girls Club, you might have seen her last season on Basketball Wives, apparently there's a rumor going around that her and Rob have been secretly dating, or someone at...
All bad, Rob.
Someone is leaking that this is a real thing, that they're going to keep denying it because the family doesn't like that he's actually talking to her, but apparently they may have been dating for 3 months, and that she's there for him all by his side. Now, he tweeted out he has no idea who this is, then she caught on to all of those tweets and started being like, I have nothing to do with him, like, I'm not in a relationship with him, yada, 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 but she kept kind of, like, going on to it, so now people are questioning, girl, did you start the tweets?
Probably. Rob, you need to find you a girl from, like,
can Rob
Tennessee.
Go on Famously Single?
No, he does not need to find love on a show. He don't know need no girl that's been in front of camera.
I'm just saying he need to be with a psychiatrist.
He need to move.
That was the first thing.
He need to move and find a therapist with his baby. Oh, because he can't really move with the baby because that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So what he gonna have to do is he gonna have to split time. he need to go somewhere and be like Kanye went off to the forest somewhere and like separated his entire life from everybody for a long time. That's what Rob need to do. That's he need so to go true. To like Montana, find a girl that can chop wood and shit.
We love you.
And just be regular. Get out of all of that.
Well, someone else who's finding some alone time is a Mr. Apollo in jail. But apparently he filed for an appeal he's saying that the prenup he signed with Phaedra is bogus. Because when they signed the prenup, she had just signed the deal to be on Real Housewives, might as well, Real Housewives of Atlanta just a few days after. So he said that their life had changed from the beginning of when he was with her.
Yeah.
So that he thinks that the deal that he's getting with the prenup is whatever.
Bogus.
So no news has come out of that other than the fact that Phaedra is very secure in the fact that the prenup is ironclad. And
it ain't ironclad, girl.
We gonna see. Because
you said the divorce was final, too.
You said what?
Let me ask you, though. What do you think of that? Because, like, I actually kind of agree in the sense that, like, your life changes completely after that. But at the same time, your marriage is supposed to be through sickness and health, thick and thin. So, like, even though her life changed, it would have been the same if, like, she lost both her legs. The prenup would still be, like, their life would change completely, but the prenup would still be in effect.
Well, the prenup is specifically directed towards your finances. Like, so you losing your legs ain't got nothing to do with your finances.
And, I mean, he did make her the star of the season.
That's what I'm saying. He was also a part of the show. And like,
and he wasn't getting paid.
And he wasn't getting paid because that they don't allow that. And the storyline, she had a storyline also because of him and other things. So I think he's entitled to some of that.
I do too. That's gonna be messy for sure.
He gonna be out of jail before they divorce. That's like so he true. Already been in for like 4 years or something. I was like, damn, it's been a long time already.
Yeah,
get out early because you know they get out early when it's they good behavior and you know it's white collar. He ain't shoot nobody.
He in jail, my best friend. Mm. He said he's a nice guy. Speaking of someone, speaking of that Real Housewives of Miss Phaedra Park, so she's also been in the news because Gisele Bryant of Real Housewives of Potomac, her man Jamal Bryant.
Want him.
So apparently that there's been this rumor that Mr. Chocolate might have been Jamal Bryant. So Gisele went on the Breakfast Club to say, which I was just like, why is Gisele on the Breakfast Club?
Because she wants all the press she can get. So I know we ain't talking about that right now, but I don't like Gisele this season at all.
Yo, I want to like her. I wanted her to be my favorite.
And she is the most catty, childish, like annoying character on that show. She worse than what's her name, the old lady now.
Oh, I love her, Karen.
I mean, Karen always gave me a good laugh, but I still like Gisele.
She's like Kenya.
More.
It's just like that's just who she
but
is.
But now Gisele, I'm just like, girl, and that pink eyeshadow.
Oh, you don't like her? That's her own line, girl. That's minerals. That's like good minerals for your skin. She told me.
See how I started that's to dissolve into my chair again.
All right. Well, so apparently Gisele went on the Breakfast Club. She said that she talked to her ex, and Jamal said that the only reality personality he has ever been with is Gisele. So Gisele feels very confident that Jamal was not Mr. Chocolate.
But Jamal done lied to her before. That's why they divorced.
And that's what I'm saying. With everybody like, at the church here. So speaking of the church, why Gisele really was doing any sort of press is because she's about to come up with a book.
I thought she was about to say she's about to start a church. I was done.
A church on what?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Bad foundation? So apparently, no, she's coming out with a juicy faith book. It's a book. It's a, like a one of those little gospel kind, gossip kind of books where it's about she's going to out all the tea that goes on in the whole church world. I'm like, girl, you. She want to show on VH1. She trying to get her.
Don't they already have
daytime divas?
Something in LA. And
well, this is gonna be a juicy book. Basically, she's gonna talk about her relationship with her husband, and how he slept with Pastor Phaedra
cares.
Parks' mom.
Just you did not say that.
It didn't happen.
That's how rumors start.
Yep. And we're here. Welcome to the fake news. Hey. All right. Speaking of fake news, Real Side Chicks of Charlotte. So apparently we were supposed to get a producer up in here. It didn't happen, unfortunately. But that's fine because now I can say exactly what I really wanted to say about it. So I seen this video that went around a few times of these girls fighting. And I was like, oh, what kind of parody is this? So it was called The Real Side Chicks of Charlotte. Now, from what I have collected from Inside Scoops and some from some tea that I've actually worked with some people from that actually had a part to do with this, that this has actually been picked up, that the network will be revealed soon, and that there is a network that actually went ahead and is going to produce this show. Now, obviously, there's a whole bunch of things that come into question with this. One being lawsuits, because I don't see Bravo picking this up. And where Real Husbands of Hollywood could do it, because they're under the category of parody.
Yeah.
I don't see how this... Because I literally wasted 19 minutes of my life to watch an interview of all the girls on...
Do they actually reveal who they're the side chick of?
No, well, not yet. They will reveal on the thing.
But they had Charlotte. Do we care who they decide to go?
That's what I'm like.
Who, I mean?
It, like, the interview was with the... Okay, so did you see the clip? I know we meant to talk about this a few weeks ago, and we got to wrap it up, but... I know we meant to talk about this a few weeks ago, but when Matt and Peter fought each other at that radio station?
Yeah.
You saw that video?
I do recall that.
So that is the radio station. Apparently, this is a big radio station in Atlanta or something, like the Power 108. They got the interview with the girls.
Okay.
So it was the same station. They were sent with the girls. I mean, the girls... They actually seem like girls, like, except the blonde girl. Like, the white girl was like, I would never be able to even be in a room with that woman. Like, she's...
Wow.
Because she reminds me of the bitch from Hustle and Flow. Like...
Oh.
Yeah. So like, his meth in my teeth. It's just love.
Jesus.
But the other girls, I actually feel like, they're dope. Sunday. But, like, it's just, like, they're, like, we're not condoning, like, being a side chick. Like, this isn't, like, our life. Like, you know.
It is your life, bitch.
This is just a part of our life. So, it's just, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not here to be role models. Like, we just gonna. And I don't know why I gave them a New York accent.
Because they in Charlotte, so they a little country.
But they don't even have country accents. Like, they have hoe accents.
What's a hoe accent? Jesus.
Already had your man.
That was very Cher.
Hey, yeah. I wish I had the 18 inches to flip back.
Show ain't never gonna make it to TV.
I don't.
Because chicks is too mad about
that's
it.
That's why I really wanted the producer in here, because I really wanted to be like, what network? We TV? Like, who? Bounce? Like, I'm just confused as to who. I don't even see that. WGN? Did they? Is that what they got rid of, Underground?
No. WGN's trying to come Fox News. We already know this. Well, in the name of all that is left.
They here for hoes? That's why they got, what's her name over there? Stacey Dash. Ain't she be over there sucking
no,
all the white
man
dick?
She got fired a long time ago.
My bad.
In the name of all that is good and holy in the world.
Don't pick that up.
Don't pick that up. I mean, we already have a semblance of it with all the other reality shows. Because the reality is that most of the Real Housewives ain't nobody's wife.
No, that's what I'm like.
Most of the sports wives ain't nobody's wife.
Like, Wags is literally that. This, like, the show Wags on E! Is literally the side chicks of the world. Like, hi, here we are.
You know. Some of them finally get a ring, you know, whatever.
Finally, but years later.
They still weave in the side chick somehow every time. They were just mad about that on Basketball. Basketball Wives, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well,
I can't. Anyway, good luck to all of y'all.
Good luck.
You trying to get a check. There are other ways to get a check.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, you live in Charlotte. You could go work at Peter's place and be on Peter Pump Rules. Whatever they're going to call that.
Bitch. If it is called Peter Pump,
no one.
Bravo, please! I will watch it. I will only watch it if it's called Peter Pump's Rules. Oh my god, that is fucking hilarious. Love you guys, and thank you guys for tuning in. Courtney, where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me all over social media at Stuart Starlet.
Boom, you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up across all social media platforms at BHL Online. Hit us up on iTunes. Give us that subscribe and rate us 5 stars, because the other buttons don't work. Okay, so we'll be back next Sunday. Hopefully, you know what I mean?
Actually,
the host of the show
will
be here, because
you know?
She'll be like working that day.
You know
what I mean? But that's fine. We'll see you next week. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live. the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.